The King's Stewards, Part 1. "I have been called away to Rayford, our neighbor to the south," said the king. "Their kingdom is in great disrepair. They have lost their king and are in need of my assistance. I am going there to lend them a helping hand. Until I return, I am appointing you three to care for my kingdom." Three attendants stood before the king: Joan, Salutis, and Otar. "I have chosen each of you to oversee different responsibilities here in my land. You are responsible to care for and keep what is under your authority. I do not know when I will return, but when I do, I expect to find you managing well." The king motioned to his assistant, who brought him three scrolls from a shelf in the corner. As the king unrolled the first, he called Joan forward. "Joan, I am placing you in charge of all of our agriculture. You are to oversee the planting, nurturing, and harvesting of all plants in the kingdom." The king handed her the scroll. "You will find all that you need to know in here. I am entrusting to you the kingdom's food supply." Next, the king turned his attention to Salutis. "Salutis, I am placing you in charge of our military while I am gone. All soldiers will answer to you and will follow your leadership in my absence. You are to keep our land safe from intruders, as well as keep order among the people while I am away." The king handed Salutis the scroll and turned to the third attendant. "Otar, my final need is for someone to maintain the castle while I am away. It must be kept in excellent condition." He handed Otar the scroll and rose from his throne. "The farmland, military, and castle are mine. I am putting them under your charge, and I expect you to take great care to manage them well. I will return when I have finished my work in Rayford." The king looked directly into the eyes of each attendant as he spoke, then left the room. Joan, Salutis, and Otar immediately opened their scrolls and began to read through the detailed instructions. Salutis was filled with pride as he thought of what the king had entrusted to him. His mind raced as he thought of ways to improve the current army by training them aggressively and pushing them to be excellent condition, both physically and mentally. Joan also felt honored that she had been given such an important task. The welfare of the entire kingdom depended on her ability to properly manage the farming and food supply of the land. Otar, too, felt privileged that the king had selected him, though he couldn't help but feel a little less important compared to Salutis and Joan. Their responsibilities seemed much greater. However, he read through the many tasks involved in caring for the castle and began thinking of ways to make sure they would be completed properly. Outside the castle, a procession of people had gathered to see the king off. He and his assistants, all on horseback, made their way through the people and paused at the castle gates. Rising from his saddle, the king spoke loudly to all. "I have appointed Joan, Salutis, and Otar to take care of my responsibilities while I am away. Listen to them until I return." With that, the king settled back into his saddle and began his long journey to Rayford.